All right, folks, welcome back to Mental War, your daily dose of Spartan discipline to crush procrastination and level up your life. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. Ever wake up feeling like a total failure? Like that inner critic is just on overdrive, blasting negativity into your brain? Yeah, we've all been there. Trust me, even Spartans, those legendary warriors of ancient Greece, had moments of self-doubt. But the key difference? They didn't let those doubts cripple them. They learned to combat negativity with something called self-compassion. And guess what? You can too. We're diving into this powerful concept and how you can use it to silence that inner critic and build a more resilient, kinder relationship with yourself. Think of it as mental armor against the onslaught of self-criticism. Because, let's face it, beating yourself up doesn't get you anywhere. It just creates more stress and hinders your progress. So what are we talking about? Self-compassion isn't about being soft or weak. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. It's recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, that setbacks are part of the journey, and that you deserve love and acceptance, even when things aren't perfect. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion. 1. Recognize your inner critic. You've got to know who your enemy is before you can fight back. That negative voice in your head? It's not always helpful. And it's definitely not your friend. Pay attention to the thoughts that pop up when you make a mistake or face a challenge. Are they harsh, judgmental, and unforgiving? Once you recognize those patterns, you can start to challenge them. 2. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. Just pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When that inner critic starts spouting its negativity, take a step back and observe it without getting swept away. Imagine yourself watching those thoughts like clouds passing in the sky. They come and go, but they don't define you. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. Don't just accept those critical voices as facts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Is there another way to look at the situation? Often, we find that our negative thoughts are based on distorted perceptions or unrealistic expectations. 4. Treat yourself with kindness. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, so why do you treat yourself that way? When you screw up, and let's be honest, we all do, offer yourself the same compassion and understanding you would extend to someone you care about. Remember, mistakes are opportunities for growth, not reasons to beat yourself up. 5. Focus on your strengths. Everyone has unique talents and abilities. Make a list of your strengths and accomplishments, no matter how small they seem. Celebrate your successes and acknowledge the progress you've made. This helps shift your focus away from negative self-talk and towards a more positive and empowered perspective. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're working on a project, something important to you, and it just isn't going as planned. You hit a snag, things feel overwhelming, and that inner critic starts chirping away, "You're not good enough. This is a disaster. You always mess things up." Now, instead of letting those voices control your emotions, you take a deep breath, acknowledge those thoughts, and say to yourself, "Hey, this is tough, but I can handle it." Everyone faces challenges. It's okay to make mistakes. What can I learn from this? You shift your focus, brainstorm solutions, and keep pushing forward with renewed determination. That's the power of self-compassion, turning those negative spirals into opportunities for growth and resilience. Remember, folks, you are worthy of love, kindness, and acceptance, even when things get tough. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your strengths, and treat yourself with the same care and compassion you would offer a cherished friend. So, What are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today. Share this episode with someone who could use a little extra love and support. Leave us a review. Let us know how it's impacting your life. And remember, you've got this. We'll be back tomorrow with more mental war strategies to conquer procrastination and level up your life. Stay strong, stay focused, and never give up on yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.